It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And once again, she has the look on this Friday morning. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, and thank you, Paul Ramo and Maynard Meyer. And who's the new owner's name?
Carrie.
Carrie, yep. Thank you. And everyone at KQP for fixing the microphone.
All right. This is awesome. Yeah.
Before it was droopy. Or it kept on kind of trying to...
Yep, you had to hold it last time, I think.
That kind of feels good.
We fixed it up.
That's kind of fun holding a mic, too. You kind of feel important.
Well, welcome to another Fashionista Friday. And Monica, you brought a lot of stuff in this.
Well, you know what we're doing right now, Paul Ramo?
What are we doing?
We're hunting for fashion.
Hunting for fashion.
And I've been hunting all around my store because it's that time of year and I need a few new things, Paul Ramo.
Yep. Yeah, I think everyone could need a new fall wardrobe.
So.
Me included.
I'm wearing this copper linen, you know, which is so comfy, and I have it all colors. But I wanted to fallenize Monica today.
Fallenize?
I wanted to fallenize Monica today with some colors. Because you know I love black and gray.
Yep.
But for fall, I just thought, you know, maybe it's time to spice my wardrobe up a little bit.
Okay. Well, you're always spicy.
Well, thank you for saying that. But remember, Paul Ramo, when I walked in, why did you say you loved my jeans?
Because they were... Okay, we're going to talk a lot about jeans today.
Yes, we have to.
And Monica's wearing a great pair of jeans. It's the elastic band around the waist and the rip and tear.
But you know what? What he's trying to tell you is it's stretchy in the waist. No, it's not your typical elastic waist. But it's stretchy. How do you find that, he says.
Yep.
I says very carefully, but this one happens to be a high-waisted, what was it, a boyfriend fit. And that's what Monica has on. I'd stretch my legs to the side, but I got a whole day of work left and tomorrow, so I got to keep in shape. But these are the jeans that I swear by.
Yeah, you got a pair on.
You know, I found them in my drawer.
So do they feel like sweatpants in a way or
so
I mean, around the waist?
So here's the scoop. Normally, I like to wear a skinny jean. And it doesn't mean there's anything skinny on, Monica. It's just I like jeans more fitted on my legs. Because for so many years, you'd have to buy a jean that fits around your tummy. And then your legs were all big and baggy. And so you'd hardly ever see me in a jean.
Okay.
Because they just never fit right.
Right.
So when I got my own store, I said, I'm going to change that. So that's maybe why I have so many denim jeans. Because over the years, I couldn't find any. And this is cute too. The bottom. You got to take another one with the bottom.
Okay. Smile. Okay.
So the bottom has like a regular hem and then it's a raw edge on the bottom. I'm telling you something. Please do not say to me, you're too old for them.
Okay, don't say you're too old for them jeans.
No, you're not.
You're never too old to wear jeans. Right?
So many people, you live through life once. I'm not saying my 99 and a half plus a week mother, when she before she passed, would wear these jeans. Actually, she was a farmer's wife, and she never did wear jeans because that's for on the farm.
Oh, okay.
But here's, I'm a firm believer that you get the jean that fits your flavor the best. I get it, not everybody likes holes, but I guarantee you if you'd have just one pair with holes, just one pair, you'd be likely to get more.
Now that you're referring to it's called rip and tear, right?
Right? You're so cute. I love you, Paul Ramo. So rip and repair. So some jeans are already repaired, and we'll get to one of them. Well, we can get to that now.
Okay.
We're talking about denim. So these are a rip and repair. They have an animal print underneath.
Oh, underneath the holes there.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So that's what you call rip and repair. And once when we first started that, and then this, everybody just loves the bottom when it has some embellishments, like ripped or what. is just hotter than a pistol. And if you think these are holy and everything, go to the West or East Coast or Vegas when I went to market, and they have open knees. Open. I mean, they have the pant where you barely think, how does it stay on? These are conservative compared to what you can buy.
Okay.
And
I like that with the animal print.
Oh, these are just, and then guess what?
The elastic waist.
Yep, and it's a regular waistband, but it just has stretch in it.
Okay.
You know, and they're just so comfortable. I mean, I just,
So you don't have a belt with that?
God,
but
no.
It's got belt loops, but you don't need a belt.
Yeah, and I'm allergic to kind of metal. If I get around my waist, metal makes my skin get weird.
Oh.
So, yeah. And I'm telling you, you do not have to get those kind. You can just get what you think is in style, your dark denim, either a straight leg, wider leg, or a boot cut. You can do that. But it is so fun to have a little, you know, rips.
I bet you it's very comfortable, too.
Oh, my God, these are so comfortable. And they feel like a pajama on.
Got them in all sizes then? Or?
Yep, okay. Yep. And the thing of it is my goal is if I could get every woman in at least one pair of super comfy jeans, whether it's holes or no holes, I get it. I'm not going to talk you into something you don't want. But when they say I'm too old for that, you're not. I'm 63, going on almost 64, coming up. And no.
Yep.
And then they say, you can, Monica. Yeah. No.
Anybody can.
Anybody can.
Whatever feels good, right?
Yes, whatever feels good.
No, we didn't finish what you're wearing there.
Okay.
Underneath
and now I'm having
there. That's
talking
cool.
about the jeans for everybody, because I know everybody's talking about this right now.
Yep.
I'd never wear a holy pair of jeans. You don't have to. I'm not making you. But I guarantee if you buy one holy pair that feels great, you'll be back for more.
All right.
So I have to
show off this.
What are
you doing there?
I've had this in my closet for a while, and it's a little shorter top, and I'm taller, so I was a little self-conscious because the shorter look is in. But of course, Monica isn't going to wear a short top that shows her skin.
Yeah.
But this, I am so impressed with. It's stretchy on the bottom, Paul Raymond.
Yeah, and it's kind of it's a hoodie like.
Yes, okay. And it's cotton, and it's cool, and it's comfy, but yet it's cozy, and it's fallish.
Looks really comfortable.
And it's great with jeans.
Oh, yeah.
And this would be a great travel outfit.
All right.
This would be a great travel outfit.
Okay. Good. Yeah, it looks good. And it's got the string, the two strings off the hoodie.
Yeah, for my hoodie. Yep. So, and I love the colors. Because right now, Paul Ramo, I got to talk to you about this Zuper print again.
What's that?
Oh, the scuba net. And I know we're going to run out of time, so I got to talk about everything else. But
we got plenty of time yet.
Scuba net.
Oh, scuba net.
Oh, I can't wear orange? Why not? Why can't you wear orange?
You got to wear orange.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody needs an orange top. I'm guaranteeing you, you put on an orange top, you just feel so good.
Well,
it's
festive. You're hunting for fashion.
You're hunting for fashions. You have to have an orange top.
That looks cool. I like that color.
I love
it. It's kind of a different orange, isn't it?
It's called hot coral. There's no coral in there to me, but yet it is probably, it is more corally than orange, because this is orange right here, Paul Raymond.
Okay.
This little number, the burnt orange.
What you got hanging up behind you there?
Oh, yeah. This burnt orange jacket is too cute, too. And I have this one left in small, I believe, and medium. Okay. This is a little bit oversized, but this is cute.
That looks like something from the 50s.
Yeah,
my mom used to have a coat like
but
that.
But it's got a notch collar, and it's a two-button, two-snap. This will stay in forever. And on petite women, they just love these coats because they're not so long on their flavor.
Okay.
And this is super, super cute with that little orange floral top. And then I paired it with another stretchy jean.
Jeans.
And this one is just a light, light distress. See this? Peekaboo.
Oh, look at that.
So that's not so much stress.
Okay. Yeah, that's
right?
You
know, so we've got all different stresses.
Okay.
And then here's one.
We got a pile of jeans in front of you there.
Oh, my God. This is a raw edge on the bottom. which you can cuff or leave it alone or make it even more raw.
Okay.
Plain. Plain.
Do the peekaboo thing again.
Peekaboo. Okay. Peekaboo. You don't ever see this on a video.
No.
So this I want to talk to you about. No holes.
No holes on that jean. Yeah.
Okay, is this a fun jean? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd maybe wear it. Yeah. I wear it. I have some without holes. I do. Yeah. But this has got that Paul Raymond waistband.
There, it's boyfriend. It's a boyfriend.
No, boyfriend. Now, this one is a relaxed fit, but look at how stretchy.
Yeah.
And no matter what size you are, whether you're a 25-inch waist or a 35-inch waist, you love that little stretch and a little bit higher up. Oh, Paul Raymond. This is you. 70s top. Whoa. Oh,
look at that.
Uh-oh. I flipped the hanger.
Uh-oh. Don't hurt yourself.
And I only had one cup of coffee today. But it's a full moon, so I've been waking up a lot at night. Look at this. 270s looking. Navy.
Oh, nice.
Rust.
Yep.
Soft, cozy hoodie. How cute is this?
Yeah, it is cute. It's the same style you have on.
Uh-huh, only with a little heft, with a little warmth. For those ladies that get so cold, how cute is this one?
It is.
This is just too cute. And that goes back with the denim jeans. How cute is that?
Yep.
Denim friendly. Okay, and then I thought I'd throw in this little brown jacket with a little animal print.
Oh, that's nice.
Brown is still very important. You don't see a lot of it, but I always try to get a few cute brown pieces in. How cute is that?
It's cute.
And then, colored denim is huge. So if everybody that wants a cute pair of black jeans should get these.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, nice stretchy.
You can still eat.
You know, while you're talking, I'm going to open freight. Can I open freight?
Oh, I know. I'm so behind on freight. Paul Raymond's got some accessories to open.
All right.
And then, this was a reorder, how I felt so vividly strong about the cranberry with the little, look at that, the little bronzy, little, I don't know, customers showed me, they open on the side. They're like little brown rivets. How cute are these?
Awesome.
Oh, I love these, and I own these. I must have been a good girl. I got a pair of these, too. But what I wear at this is my favorite black top.
What color is that?
Cranberry.
Cranberry jeans?
But it's called Bordeaux.
Okay. Hey, I opened something. I thought it was clothing, but it's not clothing.
Oh, that's so cute, Paul Raymond. I've been looking all over this at for you. That. Vegan leather.
It's a bag? It's a purse?
It's a crossover bag for women that have the 40-pound purses. Get rid of them. Leave them in your truck, car, van, whatever, and just put in a little bit lightweight. Keep the extras in your car. Save your shoulder. Isn't this too cute?
It is
great
awesome.
For travel, too.
I open one more thing. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
We're running out of time.
Oh, no, we can't. And this is the acid-washed cotton cardigan.
Nice.
Like a sweatshirt material.
I love that color.
And then I have maybe one or two left in the rusty washed, but this magenta is beautiful.
Okay.
Great for travel.
All right, Monica, you got something coming up on the 24th?
Yes, I do. Go festive. Oofta.
Well, we got 1 minute.
1 minute.
So
okay.
Where are you located when you open?
I'm located 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson, Kitty Core from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And we're having a speaker next Thursday night, I believe. The JMHS is sponsoring the Ladies Night Out. And afterwards, businesses. Most of businesses, I think, are going to be open till 9, and Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street will be open that day from 10 till 9.
All right. Thanks for coming in to Fashion.
Thank you, and stay tuned and listen to KLQP about more things that are happening at Monica's.
That's another Fashionista Friday.
Thank you. Be safe.
Listening to Q92 KLQP Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The state's unemployment rate increased slightly to 3.4% last month. Despite the upward tick, Minnesota employers added 6,300 jobs. Deed Commissioner Matt Berlich says, in addition,
our strong wage growth continued this month as well, with wages growing faster for Minnesota workers than they did in the nation as a whole, and more than twice as fast as inflation grew.
Nearly 75% of Minnesotans plan to celebrate Halloween this year. Bruce Newstead is the president of Minnesota Retailers.
75% of us celebrate in some way. Most of us